Hello, hello, everyone. I am glad if you saw, I think it was only on LinkedIn, but I'm glad I got on a little early to test things out because I wasn't live in the places where I should be live. So now I need to check around again and see if everything is working as expected. So let's see, is anybody watching right now? No one's watching right now, according to my friend, the viewer count. So here I am on Twitter, fantastic, or X. Let's see, if I go to LinkedIn, here I am, great. And then if I go to, I assume I'm on Twitch. Twitch is like the easiest one to make sure everything's working properly. Yeah, there we go. Good on Twitch. And so YouTube is the only one where I can't see if I'm live or not, which I am live. Great. Okay. Hello, everybody. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, say hello. Let me know where you're coming from, what you're doing. If you have any questions about podcast websites, your comments should show up here in, if you're commenting on YouTube or Twitch, if you are on LinkedIn or X, I will be sure to check. Let's see. So I'll be checking comments there periodically to see if anything comes. So let's see. Every podcast needs a good website. Liam says, not true. Your viewer count on LinkedIn shows there are 6 people watching live. Oh, he was saying not true to no one's watching. So thank you, everybody watching on LinkedIn. Hot dog. Okay, cool. So let's get started here. I did send out an email to my newsletter kind of outlining what I was thinking. I wanted to make this a long-form piece, but for a bunch of reasons, I did not necessarily get around to it. One is that I, shout out to my friend Nick Benson, I did a guest lecture at his in his classes yesterday via Microsoft Teams. Where I talked about the power of storytelling in podcasting. Really exciting, always excited to talk to classes, college classes, and that's like definitely one area of my profession that I miss, of my past jobs, that I miss is teaching in real life. And so I was excited to join them, but it was also like a very busy day, and so I didn't get to write this full article. I should also mention that if you are watching on YouTube, super chats and super stickers are enabled. If I get $20 in super chats or super stickers, I'll get my hair cut because I desperately need it. So if you want to show your support, pin a comment. I think if with super chats, you can pin a comment to like the top of the chats. My light blinking stuff isn't working, I found out last week. Shout out to Matt Medeiros and Jackie D'Elia, who both super chatted last week, and my lights didn't blink. So I don't know if it's like the IFTTT, if this then that automation broke or what, but I haven't fixed it. And I'm sorry I haven't fixed it. So, okay. So I sent out an email to my list saying, does your podcast need a website in 2024? This is the next and biggest thing for my rebrand of the podcast, right? Because I've renamed it. If you were on the live stream last week, it's the Streamlined Solopreneur now. I've got the artwork is great. And so next up is the website. And when I first launched How I Built It in the summer of 2016, you needed a website. And like I was a web developer and I was deeply embedded in the WordPress space and my podcast was about WordPress development. And so like I felt like I had to have a WordPress site. But also like there were no like my I was originally hosted on Libsyn, and Libsyn, their website was awful back then. It continues to be awful today. you know, they're one of the first and biggest names in podcast hosting, but, you know, they haven't innovated. And this is not like editorial. This is not really a commentary on Libsyn. But when I've, you know, it's, I didn't, there was no good option, I guess, when I launched in 2016. Today, there are a lot of good options, right? Episodes.fm is a pretty neat site that will generate an easily shareable page. There still are countless WordPress resources. But, you know, that's, again, that requires some know-how. And then there's PodPage, which is the one that I'm really excited to kind of dive into today. Because I do think that your podcast still needs a website. And actually, maybe I should address a comment that Jeff made, Jeff Large, shout out to Jeff, who commented when I scheduled this live stream over on LinkedIn, that he said that he struggles with this question. I responded, and so I'll just, he said, you know, where do you stand with having a dedicated podcast page versus incorporating it into an existing company page? It's easy to decide for our clients, but it always feels way harder when deciding for yourself. Curious what your process looks like. So this is a good question because it comes up a lot, right? I'm starting a podcast. Should I put it under my current brand? Should it have its own brand? And generally the way I feel is this. If your podcast is directly related to your brand, right? If you have Acme Company and Acme makes widgets and this is the Acme podcast or the Maximize Widgets podcast, then yeah, I think that it's a good, like, it's good to have the podcast as part of that website. If it's a content driven website, right, you should have it on the company site, or maybe this is better, have a subdomain, so you could have like podcast.acme.com or whatever. Because the subdomains do contribute to the SEO of the top level domain, I learned recently. And if it's not related or only tangentially related, it should have its own website. So the Streamlined Solopreneur is my show, but it's like not, it doesn't belong on casabona.org, which is basically like a resume or CV site at this point. It's like tangentially related to podcasting, but it doesn't belong on Podcast Workflows. Podcast Workflows has its own podcast of the same name, and the content does live there. I write the script. I usually publish the blog post first, and then I record and I embed the episode on the episode page. And there's like an alternate link that you could put in the RSS feed, at least in Transistor. Where I will put that alternate link, right? So, you know, instead of Transistor sending it to its page, it can send people to that page. So the podcast is part of the Podcast Workflows website because they are the same name. They're the same exact thing. It's usually blog posts from Podcast Workflows. Streamlined Solopreneur, that's its own thing, right? How I built it, that's its own thing. So it's going to have its own website. So that's my general litmus test. I think if you're trying to figure out, well, is this podcast related to our mission? I say usually a good litmus test for this is if the company's name or mission is part of the title or tagline. So, you know, if your mission is to, you know, I learned about an organization in the area that builds houses for people in need in my area. And so, like, if you launch a podcast about your work, or about how to help people in need, or how to build houses for people in need, then yeah, that's part of your brand, right? If it's like a more general, like home improvement show for anybody, then that's not necessarily part of the mission of this particular company. So, I think it's ultimately a judgment call, but that's my measuring stick, I guess, for how to determine if I'm going to recommend a podcast be part of the company page or not. Okay, so let's get into this. Full disclosure, I may have just tried PodPage before. I don't really know. I'm like, I might have just like signed up for it at some point, is what I'm saying. So, you know, there may be a situation where there may be a situation where I already have an account and something's half built. I'm going to try to start from scratch, though. The other thing I'm going to do is bring up my other computer here, my other screen, so that I can monitor what's going on the other social networks, which I guess I can kind of do over here instead. Yeah, so I'll do that. Stand by while I fix this. And if you are tuning in anywhere, feel free to comment. Let me know where you're coming from. If you have any questions about podcasts, podcast websites, podcasts in general, I am happy to address those. So I am just kind of moving stuff around the screen here. This is not the most desirable thing. Okay, cool. So I have this. I've got all my monitors monitoring over here. I do find that like LinkedIn is maybe the least conducive for like sharing stuff, or for like comments on live streams. I just find it very difficult. Also, it looks awful here. So sorry, LinkedIn friends. Small screen LinkedIn is not good LinkedIn, apparently. I really wish that like other comments would come through into Ecamm Live. And I know that there's probably like some technical limitations to that, but just, oh, okay, there we go. It's the Taplio plugin was like eating the whole page. Okay, anyway, let's do this. Wrong one. This is the one I want. Great. So let's first of all see if I can log in. No items to show, so that's a good start. I'll sign up for PodPage. Well, I guess that's my public email address now. What I really should do, yeah, I'll do this and that. I'm not gonna display my password and sign up. Okay, confirmation email. Am I going to have to confirm first? Okay, so preview your website for free so I can enter my podcast name in here. Call it how I built it. Call it how I built it? It is how I built it. I don't know. I guess Jay Klaus is the person who I've heard most about it from, so. Shout out to Jay Klaus for that. Question. Ooh, good question from Liam coming in here, which is great because my podcast is importing, so I can switch here while that happens. Question. How do you balance? I got to click through. Cliffhanger on this question. And I'm going to mute this. And they're not showing up. See, like this is... Like, why, LinkedIn? Why? Why are you doing this? There are four comments and none of them are showing on this post. Do I have to go back over here? Liam, I can't see your comment for some awful reason. Not showing up. If I go to event details. Oh, here they are. Event details. Okay. How do you balance the own your platform approach with using a podcast host as a website for your podcast? This is a great question. And honestly, it's not something I think a lot about because... I mean, first of all, right, everything's published to an RSS feed. And you are generally uploading the content, right? So if I was really concerned with like losing the content, I would have it in cold storage. I for those of you who don't know, like Liam and I met in the WordPress space where he's still fully in the, well, I don't want to say fully, I want to speak for you, but we met in the WordPress space. We've organized WordCamps together and things like that. And own your platform is a very common statement in the open source and WordPress space. I think it's tough though, right? Because like if you're hosting your WordPress site with a website hosting company, do you really own the platform? The hosting company could kick you off basically however they want. So I really view it that way. Like it is your content, but podcast hosts. I've actually like avoided this question using the podcast host as a website for your podcast, right? This is a better question. So you could disregard all that. And my answer there is I don't think podcast hosts, like any podcast hosts, offer a particularly good website experience. And so I say, like, if you've got nothing else, then this is fine. But like, this is Transistors. And it's fine, right? RSS.com has websites and they're fine, right? It's if you don't know anything, like this is great. It has everything I need here. Where's the transcript for this one? That's weird. Transcript for this one. Yeah. So if you have a transcript, like it shows the transcript here as you've uploaded it. And so you can create these separate pages for host and custom navigation and things like that. But, you know, I think that if you really, in that regard, yes. Like, I think you should. I want to have as much control over my website as reasonably possible, right? And what I'm trying to do is balance the amount of time I'm putting into the platform with the amount of customization I get, right? So that's how I think about it. And the only reason I would like steer people away from using your podcast host as a website for your podcast is because I don't think they're that good or flexible. And if I'm being honest, like I'm glad that the podcast host, or I'll say podcast management platform, is focusing on other features instead of on like making an incredible website, right? So I think that's what I think. So going back here, there are a few designs. This one maybe looks the most like my current website, but you know, it's just like this is cool. And if this was like a custom graphic in the background, I would like it. It's using, oh, it must be pulling my custom colors from Transistor. So that's cool too. So like this is, you know, this is nice. These are all nice, like nicey, nice websites. Let's go with, giant microphone picture. In case anybody forgets that it's a podcast, we've got a giant microphone picture for you. Let's see, any comments over on Twitter before I move on? No. Okay. So, I'll just pick one of these, right? Because this is, well, I mean, this is like part of it, right? I want to see like how good the designs are out of the box. This one speaks to me. I like this one. All right. So we'll go back here. Podcast imported to feed. I do have a free trial. Join the email list. Okay. So checklist of things that they do. Great. Let's start customizing. This is the important bit. Primary color, pulled the primary color from my artwork or from something, right? That's good, right? And obviously this show is becoming this the Streamlined Solopreneur, so it'll be like yellow and all that jazz. Dark mode, darkish mode. I mean, I guess that's better than nothing. Oh, no, this is not, this is just like default dark mode, I guess. Okay, so we'll skip. Okay, you get to pick some fonts. I do like Oswald. What am I using over on actual How I Built It? Not those fonts. What is this one? Computed. Roboto condensed. Oh, probably Roboto condensed and Roboto. Roboto? Roboto. 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 Probably that one. Okay, so we'll do Roboto condensed. Or not. Is this not generate? Roboto. Let's turn off the ad blocker. Okay. Okay. I don't know what happened there. Off to a terrible start. Roboto. Oh, that's what happened. This is weird. Condensed. Enter the name of any font from fonts.google to use as your headlines. Not great. This is not my favorite that's happening right now. And then the body font, Roboto. Not loving this. I think that's right. Okay. Transistor Media, show notes imported, pretty URLs. Pretty URLs set. We'll see about that. Share buttons added, player directory links added. Some of them are, yes. Things you can do in the dashboard, transcript, video, guest profiles. Okay. Next, I'm in... Oh, this is cool. On-site reviews. That's cool. That's a cool feature. Contact form voicemail widget activated. That's cool. Email capture form added. Okay. Hopefully I can connect... ConvertKit, things you can do in the dashboard. Add a mailing list incentive. Nope, so maybe not. Okay. Guest intake form, guest release provided, add calendar booking link. So this is cool, right? This is, I'm going through this and I'm saying, well, I already have all this stuff. It's all on my WordPress site though, right? Like this is the whole point of me doing this is I'm seeing if I can replace WordPress with this. If I want to, I'm probably, and like, okay, spoiler alert. I know this isn't like the best thing to do on YouTube, but probably not going to switch because I have a website hosting already that I'm paying for that I would be paying for anyway. And if I recall correctly, I'll see when I get to the pricing page. But if I recall correctly, PodPage is like kind of expensive. PodPage is kind of expensive, I think. So we'll find out. We'll see. Announcement banner. This text will display a thin bar. I don't need that right now. Cool. Next. Okay. Setup is complete. So relatively quick onboard process. If I look at one of these, this is episode 412. That's accurate. Quick link. Oh man, I hate this. Okay, and I know that this would be a custom domain, so it'd be how I built that it slash, but like, I just want the episode number. Can I configure that? Is that configurable? Get direct episode link, upgrade to elite. YouTube episode ID, upgrade to elite. Okay, so it checks for new episodes. Preset next episode URL. That's fine. I can set a featured. So let's see. Tools check-in does well. Why I'm killing my membership. Did well. What's missing from your process is a good one. I like to feature that. Turn on featured. Great. Upcoming episode footer. Okay. Episode categories. Wonder how they got these. I wonder how they got these. What do you mean? I didn't make any changes. Did I make changes? Receive an email every time a new episode publishes to your website. I mean, that's nice. That's good to know. You know, something that is missing that I would need to figure out is my guests automatically get an email when their episode is published. And that is thanks to a WordPress plugin that I wrote. So I will have to figure that bit out. But again, that's like easy enough. That's like I can replace that with a make automation, right? That watches an RSS feed. Well, actually, yeah, I can replace that. Like maybe when I mark the episode as aired in Notion, I can send an email. Doesn't matter. I'm in the weeds. All I'm trying to figure out is if this is a good website. I'll figure out what I need to figure out later, right? And I guess I should also say, like, part of the reason I'm doing this is, you know, how I built a website's 8 years old. It's gone through multiple redesigns. There's a lot of technical debt. And part of me kind of wants to not start over, obviously. If I was starting over, I would start over. But be as clean as possible, right? And so moving platforms, the problem is I'd have a lot of broken links. Whereas if I swap the WordPress site out, like the easiest thing for me to do right now would be to change the color scheme to the new color scheme, add the new artwork, and then set up a universal redirect from the old domain to the new domain. But you know, it's always fun to explore new tools. You know, especially if I'm doing it for the live stream, right? It's all okay. So lots of good stuff here. Custom domain. I want to know if I can set the URL, the short URL. Can I? It doesn't feel like I can change this. No. YouTube link categories featured. Direct links to episode. Custom media player. Custom SEO. So I'm not seeing it here. So email capture. So I'd have to, I don't like that either. I'd have to paste a convert, like the convert kit embeddable. But over on how I built it, like over on the WordPress website, I can actually track the page they came from because I'm using Gravity Forms. So that's like another, I should like maybe keep track of these things. Maybe I can word it in such a way that if I feed this into AI, like a transcript into AI, it'll figure it out. But the one I need to remember, how am I going to email guests? 2, can I make it so the URL, like the short URLs for the episodes, are only the episode number? And 3, email like a better version of email opt-in. That doesn't, because this is, I definitely want to keep using ConvertKit for that. Okay, so let's see. I did go over, 301 redirects. If you previously had a website that you're moving to PodPage, just enter the old URL here. Gosh. But see, like 400, I would have to have my VA do this part, right? And that's like very undesirable, which is why I, like, if I were to use this, I could do an easier redirect, because it would just be the episode number. Pretty redirects. No. So before I go any further, what is this? You are not on an upgraded plan. Please click below to upgrade. Basic $12 a month. Paid monthly. Don't like that. And this is not so dramatic. I've seen like save like 40% if you pay annually, and I don't like that. I get why they do it. I don't need comments about why they do it. I know why they do it. I don't personally like it. That's okay. You can like it and it's fine. I can like it and it's also fine. So let's see. Yeah, so like $29 a month is a lot. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's not a lot if this is replacing like several tools, right? If it's like your whole website, but like it's not. I don't want PodPage to be my everything. And so like 35 minutes into this, like we could probably figure out at this point that I'm probably just gonna redo my WordPress website. And so I need to figure that out. I will say, my goals are to discern, like, I made an outline here. How much control versus effort I have over the design and flow of the site. This is like not that important to me because I'm not an amazing designer, but I do want the pages to have certain features and look a certain way. What other pages can I create? If I'm relegated to a subdomain, that's a good one to figure out. So, first of all, publish. Blog has blogs, custom pages. I can create custom pages. So I can definitely do that. Create the page content. Gosh, this is dated. Let listeners comment on this page. So that's another cool thing, right? I have comments enabled, but let's actually view this page. Okay, so big subscribe form. It's grab. Okay, so I do create blog images, right? If we look at this page on How I Built It Prime, we'll say. And this is the other thing. Like, I have sponsor logos, right? I, like, forget my own website. We can do a side-by-side here, right? Yeah, I love Arc. And this is, let's smallify this so we can get the full effect. Okay. So title, date. Okay. Share buttons here. 4 buttons versus, this goes to a subscribe page. So keep that in the top of our brain. The transcript is here. That's good. And here as well. Shout out to my VA for publishing this in multiple places because she's great. Her name's Anna and she's great. And then the show notes, sponsors here in the show notes, which I don't like. I include this in the feed only. I don't include this on the website because they get like top billing or second penultimate billing, I guess. And then information about the show, recent episodes, listen on. Okay, so can I, and then we have all episodes here. So this is a pretty nice layout. But like you can see the blog here, right? And like, I mean, maybe this is a fundamental change I make. Like maybe I don't need the, I mean, this is changing. Maybe I can share that at the end. But like this artwork is changing, right? And I did just make those. You get a preview of it at podcastworkflows.com. Let's see. So, I mean, I do like this better. This is nice. Man, the custom artwork that breaks the template really stands out here. So we've got episodes about what's it like. Okay, so the about page. Like, can I edit this? Or is this like, like, that's not desirable to me if I can't fix it. I want to be able to design the about page. All pages and designs, great. Makes sense I'd be able to do this, right? It's insane that I wouldn't be able to do that. Header, edit content. But it's not like, what? Oh. Okay. Yeah, so like, okay, I can modify that. I've lost the thread here. I don't even have an about page, but I have like a pretty robust homepage, right? With like this, the sponsors are there, curated content, which I change every 8 to 12 months, about the host, the opt-in, right? Something else I'd have to do is create like a join page. About reviews. So I do like the reviews. Like this is a cool thing. I'm willing to bet I could probably pull this in. Also, I haven't gotten a US-based review, I should say, since August. So if you listen to my podcast, rate and review it, I would love that. Then a contact page, if I click follow. Oh, so this is the other question I want to answer, right? Is podcast buttons, follow. Can I add more follow buttons? Podcast player links. New link. I also hate this. I didn't make any changes. Okay, so I can add a bunch here, right? There's a lot. If I'm going to do this, I mentioned this the other day at the beginning of this show. I mentioned this at the top of the live stream, is what I'm trying to say here. Episodes.fm is really good for this. Why did I go here? What happened? Why is it redirecting to True Fans? This is really weird. Oh, that's cool. It remembers. I was just kind of clicking through on stuff. Ask each time. Okay, so this is what happens. This is what actually happens the first time you visit. It gives a list, and then it also has the episodes, and then a list for each episode, and it's just its own player. So, like, if I'm looking for a super basic, nice looking page, like this could be it, right? But I want more control. Obviously, I'm not saying that pod page is comparable. So here's the other question. This website needs to be upgraded. Okay, so I would need a okay, so I would need to upgrade. And that's on the basic plan. So what am I looking at? $12, $19 per month versus $29. Use your own domain, podcaster focused design, episodes magically imported, mobile optimized website, SEO. Is that a feature? I don't know. Everything in basic, listener engagement, collect email addresses, receive voicemails, import podcast reviews. So this is definitely the experience, right? Write a blog, 30 integrations. Automatic transcription, that's cool. And then advanced SEO analysis. Reviews, Zapier connection. Is Zapier not included in this 30 plus integrations? Like, do I have to pay $59 a month or $39 if paid annually to get Zapier integration? Episode deep linking, what does that mean? What's episode deep linking? Link directly to specific episodes and popular podcast players. Okay. Private feed support. Private feeds empowers private podcasters to create impressive websites without compromising their exclusive content. Okay, so I guess I would add like my members only feed here. Pretty link click data. That's like, so like this is only available in Elite. I thought they had SEO tools or whatever. Downloadable files. Host downloadable files for your listeners. Easy access. Like, is this Elite? Really? Whatever. Episode video matching. That's cool. That's a cool feature. Host profiles, optimized schema, sitemap generation. What are some of the other Elite only? AI blog post. Effortlessly create crappy blog posts for your episode. AI newsletter, AI review summary, pod page affiliate program, apparently not available at all. Contact form categories. Okay, so like my analysis here, I don't think Elite is worth it probably. It's in beta, it looks like. Lots of AI tools. I have hard opinions about that. Okay, so honest and... as objective as possible opinion, Podpage is great, I think, if you're looking for a website for your podcast. Has a lot of really nice features. So if you're especially if you're coming from nothing, this is huge. And you know, I keep saying expensive, but you know, if I look at like my budget hosting, let's see. I kind of like begrudge. I shouldn't say begrudging. I like begrudgingly recommend SiteGround, because they're fine, and I think that if you're looking for budget hosting, they're the place to be, right? But like also, like I don't, you know, like grossly devalue the hosting for the first year. So startup, one website, $17.99, right? So again, and this is like hosting, right? So if we're comparing plans here, you're looking at similar pricing after the first year. And you don't have to worry about like updating WordPress or anything. If we look at Liquid Web, which full disclosure, Liquid Web is a current sponsor of my podcast, but I like and use Liquid Web. You know, they have VPS, managed WordPress, starting at $17.50 for some amount of storage. So, like, if you're looking for a very purpose-built website, really, Podpage is not expensive. It's about what you would pay for one WordPress website, and you don't have to worry about anything that you have to worry about with a WordPress website. Look at Pressable too, because Pressable is actually where my sites are currently hosted. Shout out to my friend Jessica Frick for getting me on Pressable. And like one install, $25 a month, 20 if paid yearly. So, you know, you're hosting a website, right? You're hosting a website. So like how much control do you want? How much control do podcasters in general want? Probably not that much. And so, you know, I think that Podpage is really good if you're a podcaster, you don't already have a podcast, or you don't have a set of features in mind, really. Because here's the real answer to the question of like, should I use a platform like Squarespace or Wix or Shopify maybe? Or should I use WordPress or WooCommerce or Joomla or Ghost or something where I'm going to have to like mostly build my own website? If you know exactly what you want or exactly what you need, and those other platforms can't give it to you, then you should look at a custom solution. But if you just need a website for your podcast or your store, and you're like, I just want a place that will automatically publish my episodes in a nice page that I can share with people, or I just want to sell my thing, right? Then you should use one of these services like Podpage or Spot or Shopify, right? Because they're going to give you that basic functionality and more. And as you have your website, as you learn what you want to do with your website, then you have the opportunity to do something custom. So, for example, if I didn't start by showing and promising sponsor logos on the homepage and on the episode page, then maybe this is a solution, right? I can probably add the logos up here, right? But now I'm going and I'm manually updating something, right? Because that's not automatic. And if I do it in how I built it, in the WordPress site, I should say, I built a little system, right, where the sponsors are associated, they're their own content type. They are associated with an episode. And I have some custom code here to grab the latest sponsor. So look at the latest episode and see who's sponsoring it. And on each episode page, I have it grab the sponsors. So this is automated for me at this point. And so I know exactly what I want. I have custom functionality. I wrote that custom functionality. And Podpage can't give that to me. So I'm coming to the conclusion I knew I would come to, though I kept an open mind, because I'm always trying to like reduce my technical debt and my technical load these days. I really try not to do things that require custom code. Liam asking a great question here. How easy is it to leave Podpage if you want to export your content? That's a good question. I'm going to bet that let's find out. Let's not guess. I'm going to guess it's in advanced settings. Fave icon. Hide branding. Downloadable. Oh no, that's not downloadable files. Okay, so let's see. Nope, not that. Let's see how, let's test their support. Couldn't send. There we go. Come on, Intercom. Within a day is when they'll get back to me. Export Podpage website. P- pod page allows users to export guest data at any time. No. Hi Joe, there isn't currently a way to export. I will add this to our list of future feature requests. Thank you. So Liam, can't export. Shout out to Sarah at Podpage support. So that's another good thing to know, right? Like if I build this site here and I decide to leave, this gets back to the whole thing Liam was saying, or when I started to answer a question that Liam didn't really ask about owning your platform, right? This is it. The episode's fine. Like they're pulling those automatically from, from an RSS feed. Podpage doesn't have those or own those. But if I build other pages, right? Or if so let me check this out. Sorry, I just like swallowed into the microphone. Podpage. Okay, I don't need this anymore. Design, publish, grow. Like, surely I can export this, right? I have to imagine I will be able to export those. Cause that's a deal breaker, ladies. I love 30 Rock. If I can't export email addresses and use my own ESP, that I would consider vendor lock-in, right? The pages, I get it, you're building it on their proprietary platform, and like, would they just export the content or would they export the HTML? Like that is from a user experience and engineering standpoint, that one's harder to answer. But like the email addresses and like other data, you know, surely I should be able to export that. And Sarah's typing again. So we'll see what Sarah says. I'll keep you posted. In the meantime, we are approaching the top of the hour. So thank you to everybody who's here, who's been here. Those who are asking questions, thanks, Liam. If you have any questions, leave them in the chat and let me know. I'll hang on. I just got like the three bubble thing and then it disappeared. The most frustrating interaction of text in the modern age. Seeing the three dots and then not seeing them anymore. Hi, Joe. Yes, you can either use Podpage form to collect email addresses, then export those to an import service or your existing service provider. Okay. All right. So... I'm going to label this not purposeful vendor lock-in. Perfect. Thank you. Okay. So that's we're approaching the top of the hour. As expected, I don't see myself moving to PodPage from WordPress. I just have oh. Man, they like really move quickly. Hey, you just signed up. Can you give us feedback? I'm going to keep using WordPress, right? And so my plan of action then from here is to probably clone the site, but I'll probably talk to somebody at Pressable about the best way to do this. Because I believe I can associate multiple domains to a website. And so I can like, so really domains, add a domain. So I could add streamlines.fm to this right now. And then if I have multiple domains, I can match the, I can make one the default. What I really want to figure out, though, and what I'll have to reach out to Pressable support about is when I switch, will there be a universal redirect for all of the links? And if they're just like, yep, it'll happen automatically, then like hot dog, I will probably roll this out next week. And if they're like, well, there's a bit of a process, then I'm going to have to like create a staging site and test it a lot more than I would have to otherwise. So we'll see. But that's it. I don't see any more questions coming in. Let me see. Check here. Check Twitter. And then check LinkedIn. Don't see anything else. Thanks to everybody who tuned in. Thanks. Shout out to Liam for joining. Always fun to see like how many people are joining. It's really cool. Really appreciate your time. If I was better at this, I would have some sort of promo ready. That's not it. It's for my other gig. That was for something I was doing yesterday. So I guess just, you can join my mailing list over at podcastworkflows.com/join. If you want to get behind the scenes look at everything I'm doing, you can become a member over at howibuilt.it/join. Otherwise, just subscribe to this channel, like this video. And until next time, I'll see you out there. Thanks for joining me.